we're here on a cold, cozy day in Chicago.
Girl, so cold.
So cold.
So cold.
Like, bitter.
I'm pissed off, actually. I don't know who to be pissed at, but I'm pissed.
No, it's funny. Okay. I just want to get into it with you.
Yes.
Like, let me get myself together. Hello, listeners. Welcome to another brand new episode of The Dish with Tish. And I am so excited to have my Judy. Mm. Oh, my God. This person, if you live in Chicago, you can catch them literally anywhere. Like, they're everywhere.
I don't want to be that
everything
that person,
all at once.
I'm everywhere.
No, you're literally everywhere. Yeah. Second City, IO, mm-hmm. Annoyance, Lodge.
Get into it. Everywhere.
Get into it. TV, movies.
I'm not about to do my shows coming up for the week. There's too many. I'm not posting all that.
I know. Just, at the end, when I say, what do you want to promote? You just follow me.
Just
okay?
Follow me on
Google
Instagram.
Google me, bitch.
Thank
How about
you.
That?
Thank you. Okay.
We are here with one of my favorite Capricorns in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Truly.
Okay.
The one and only Kelton Neal.
Hello, y'all. Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited.
When you asked me, I was like, duh. Yeah, I'm coming yesterday. I'll be there like waiting.
I was like, I know you have to work today, but do you? I don't care. I'm there.
I don't care. I'm sorry. And for those who don't know, which you probably don't, I work for this tech company. And I was like, y'all can code. Y'all can do all this. I got something more important to do.
Yes. Priorities.
Priorities. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so excited.
And then we have my producer, birthday Judy, another year older, around the sun, and you look it. Give it up for Matt. Hey, girl.
Ooh, let's dish. Okay.
We have so much in the pipeline. We've got Traitors, Housewives, White Lotus, Severance, Yellow Jackets. Oh. Y'all, it is so much to digest. So we're just going to dive in right now.
Let's do it.
I think I want to start with the Traitors because it is one of the most frustrating watches, I feel.
I got to admit something to you.
Say it.
I'm not caught up. I know.
Oh, no. I don't want to spoil it.
No. Actually, I want to hear your take, though. I want to hear your take because I'm caught up on the Twitter.
Okay.
So I've been hearing, like, getting all the spoilers on the Twitter. So, like,
okay.
I'll say I'm Twitter caught up.
Twitter caught up.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I mean,
that's like...
There's Twitter caught up. There's like TikTok caught up. So like...
That's so true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I would say this past episode that we've seen since this episode has come out, Sierra's banishment was so frustrating.
Okay, I did see that.
She had a unanimous vote out.
Yeah.
Everyone. And that's the first time that's happened this season where everyone voted her out. And I felt so bad for her because this coffin theory was more like a coffin flop. It was really bad. Shout out to Tim Robinson.
I was going to say, that was a good one.
It's
that was
one of my favorite sketches.
You got me crying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the coffin theory was a mess.
I feel like they should have learned their lesson with Nikki. Like, she literally like left them with like some very wise parting words about be like, A, this theory's bad, and B, like, don't judge people just because they don't act the way that you think they act.
Yeah.
And, like, they were always on Sierra for, like, when Derek was like, you curse too much, that means you're a traitor. I was like, we really just grasped him for straws.
That's truly, though, like...
Well, here's the thing with traitors that I feel like this show needs a little workshopping for, is that they get rid of, like, almost everyone who's, like, going to make the season, like, in the first half. And then the second half, there's kind of, like, these, like, leftover people who are, like, so clearly faithfuls because like no because
right.
I feel like these people know reality TV enough to know from a production standpoint that like picking Sam Asghari to be a traitor would be so boring.
I mean, they need to trim the fat. Like, Sam and Ivor need to go.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Sorry.
It's like, well, who would ever think that they're a traitor when you have like Boston Rob and like Tony from Survivor and like all these people who are like big TV villains, and then you have like someone who's just like Chriselle, like who was obviously like... Like, Chriselle is never going to be a traitor.
That's, I mean, when I think about traitors, I'm like, I'm definitely not going to be a traitor, but I'm going to go in there to make, like, good reality TV. And I think that's what they need to do is realize, like, who's going to make the good TV.
Exactly.
But they cut those people so early.
Yeah, they should have said, like, don't kill. The production should have been like, X, you're not killing Dorinda first.
Like,
I know. Ion, no. We need at least
one of them.
Yeah. At least one of them for at least four episodes.
Yeah.
Bare minimum. So that was frustrating. There's a moment, I mean, Danielle versus Carolyn. It's giving Death Becomes Her energy, like the end of that movie where it's like they kind of need each other to survive, but they hate each other.
And they're so blatant about it, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, so honest.
It cut the tension with a knife.
Literally.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Is it controversial at this point to say that I actually, like, love Danielle?
Yes. Because that's problematic.
I've, like, come around so much to the point where she's, like, doing so bad that it's, like, come full circle to being, like, kind of iconic. Mm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
And she's made it so far. And you look at all the post-game interviews, everyone's like, there's no way Danielle is a traitor. Like, that girl was a mess. Like, she was, like, boo-hooing, crying. Like, I guess she just... What they don't show on camera is that, like, anytime she was just around, she's like, man, this food is bad. Oh, I don't like what this guy's wearing. Like, she just was, like, going around just, like, whining.
Yeah, so they don't even catch on to her being a traitor. So that is crazy. And then she's trying to bring Brittany on to be... Because they can either recruit mm-hmm. or they can murder someone. And Danielle's like, oh, well, we should just bring Brittany. I really want to go to the end with you, Carolyn. And Carolyn's like, are you fucking kidding me? Do you think I'm dumb? Why would I recruit
Danielle
your bestie?
Danielle wants, like, a majority in the turret.
Yeah. And it's like, no, we're not doing that. I definitely think they should murder.
Okay, now I'm pissed. I need to catch up. Yeah. Now I'm really pissed at myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to catch up because it's, oh, my God.
I feel like I was telling Tentisha, there's, like, so much pop culture things that, like, I'm, like, it's feeding me right now, but, like, I need to, like, catch up with, like, all of it.
Well, because I feel like the amount of shows now that are doing the formula of, like, All-Stars, like, you know, Super Smash Brothers of reality TV, where it's, like, everyone's
not
here.
The Super Smash.
Not the Super Smash Brothers of reality TV. Everyone's here. Like, I literally heard Parvati talking about how she was like, well, I said no to The Mole. I said no to House of Villains. And I was like, honestly, but then she was like, I said yes to Deal or No to Island. I said yes to The Traitors. And I was like, honestly, I think that's a good indicator of which shows I should watch and which shows I should not watch. Because I'm not really interested in The Mole.
That's what I was going to say.
Or The Goat.
Who is she?
Parvati.
And why do I care?
The queen. She's like
the Mole.
The Black Widow. Oh, yeah. I don't know
who
The Mole is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't
care. No. We love Parvati. The Mole, who is she?
We don't love Parvati. We love Parvati.
I cannot help. Phaedra has embedded that in my brain. I call her Parvati now. Or I just say Parv. But I... always say, if I met her in person, I would really have to
like control yourself,
control myself to be like, Poverty, hey girl, what is up?
That's why you gotta hit her with the hey you,
Black Widow, yes, period.
Miss Shallow,
if you're nasty. Oh my god. Okay, what do y'all think about Beverly Hills? Beverly Hills was pretty crazy.
It's different than what it used to be, 100%.
Mm.
But I think I'm finally enjoying it for what it is. Mm. I feel like the way that they argue now is so much more like TikTok therapy speech has, like, kind of permeated.
Do you think that's
like housewives?
All
like
of the housewives? Okay, I was about to say, do you think that's like all of the housewives though?
I think so. I think like everyone in general seems like a lot more like emotionally intelligent than we did like 10 years ago when it was okay to just argue about like whatever, because now it's sort of like this pushback between like Kyle and Dorit and then Sutton, and they're all kind of like they're almost all kind of valid.
Yeah,
but it's like I don't even know, like I'm not even like riding for one of them at this point anymore. I'm kind of just enjoying them like trying to figure it out. I like how much Bose is finally getting in the fold instead of just being kind of like the outsider looking in. Like, she's part of the group now, and she really held her own against Kyle, which I appreciated. That's kind of like a budding feud. I don't know, because Bo said that Kyle was cold, like straight up. She was like, yo, Kathy, your sister's cold, what's that all about? And like, obviously it got back to Kyle, and Kyle was like, I thought that we really had a nice connection. And then they cut to this montage of scenes where they're just like, oh no, the weather's nice
it's
today.
So surface. it's so surface level.
I mean, even when Kyle went to her house and like Bose was like in the bed like recovering from surgery, and Kyle was like, so Dorit's a bitch, right?
yeah. Something that irritated me was when everyone's like, stop being Dorit's mouthpiece, Bose. And it's like, Garcelle is literally Sutton's mouthpiece has been for 2 years. And Dorit actually needs support because she doesn't have anyone in her corner. Let this girl ride for her. Like, she's going through a hard time. Yeah. The hypocrisy really, like, sent me. And in the after show, Garcelle said, as soon as it left my mouth, I knew, like, I shouldn't have said that. And it's true, well, because yeah. It's like, girl.
In the after show, Sutton literally referred to Bowes as angry. And I was like, oh.
Oh, angry black woman.
Isn't that mm-hmm. one of Garcelle's words?
Right.
That she, like, raked Dorit over the coals
yes,
for?
Yes. So it's just, y'all can't play. The balance is not there.
I mean, I think I that's like just it. How people really are, though. People are hypocrites.
Oh, for sure. But it's like, this is on camera. This is documented.
That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Clocked. Yeah. Clocked.
Keep,
4K.
Keep it in the right. group chat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like invisible.
That's why
that
I like
bitch.
Erica being kind of the, like, the
Erica,
middle person.
Erica just wanted her fucking hot dog. I get it. 4th of July, I don't care about the bullshit. Give me my kosher hot dog and let me fucking vibe at the pool.
Yes, with her 40, with her 50-inch braid.
Yeah. Erica is so, I live
also,
for
Also, Sutton was like, I can't believe
her.
That I'm not being greeted. I was like, bitch, it's a barbecue. Just go out. There was a bunch of people outside. Like, go outside.
I know.
She just wanted something to be mad about.
She just, I know. I think it was just that it was at Dorit's house. They're in a weird place. It threw off her equilibrium. But I'm like, girl, just let Erica eat her hot dog.
Yeah.
Don't call someone a bitch in their house.
I mean, I agree with Bose. With Bose being like, y'all come inside. It looks rude. And they were like, wow, I can't believe Bose just called us all rude bitches. Like,
but it's like,
what the hell?
You did. That was rude as hell. That
like,
was rude as hell.
I was trying to be objective about it because I am just like such a Dorit and Bose like stan right now. Like the Pretty Girl Alliance. Like I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
But honestly, I was like, no, this is rude. Like you guys are weirdly congregating. And then everyone who came in then sat with like Erica then sat with them. Kathy then sat with them. I was like, girl, just go in the bar. Like Dorit was just sitting outside. Like,
I know. It was crazy.
I gotta relate though. I would probably do the same thing if I was already pissed. I'm gonna find something else to be pissed about.
For sure.
That's actually so valid.
That's so valid. I will say I feel like Dorit has been bumping Erica Jane because her fucks. How many fucks do I give?
Girl.
Zero.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah.
I'm living for this like unfiltered. No fucks version of Dorit smoking the cigarettes,
like
going off,
yeah,
like telling Sutton, get the fuck out, like read them. And I don't know if it's the lack of PK in the divorce or having a black bestie in Bows, because a black bestie will change your whole life. You'll be like, actually, I don't like that bitch. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yep.
You're someone not gonna said, call me a bitch in my house.
Someone
get
said
out.
That they're the Cynthia and Ari of Housewives. They really
aren't they like both black though? Like Ari's a little bit black too, right?
Well, she's in her white era right now.
Oh,
she's
white,
in her white.
What is it? Whiteiana or something? Like
Whiteiana.
That?
Well, that's Whiteiana. Why it's actually perfect, because it's a black woman and an ethnically vague white woman.
That's so true. And it geeks me out so hard that Dorit is like, come to my annual 4th of July party. And I'm like, what accent is that? You are a woman of the world.
It's like, you know how much I've always lived in America.
I know. She pulls out a pistol and she's just like.
Kyle was at the shooting range this season. Did you see that?
Yes.
Kyle was at the shoot. They went to Augusta, Georgia. Garcelle was getting get outed by.
Not get outed. Not a.
Sutton's mom. She's like, I bought you this scarf. She's like, I don't want that scarf.
She said a scarf, bitch. I said a dollar, bitch. Like, what is that?
Well, I don't really think that's any of your business. I liked it, though. I actually, like, it wasn't as, like, cutesy entertaining, but the whole storyline with Sutton and her mom, I thought made, like, very compelling television.
Mm. It was. And it was nice to see, because Sutton is such a unique housewife, right? Like, she's a little condescending, she's a bit confusing, she's kind of all over the place. So to get that context of who she is and the trauma that she's been through, it's like seeing her with her mom, it's like that makes sense why you are the way that you are.
We're finally getting to see Sutton as like a rounded individual, which I feel like in housewives sometimes it's easy to just be like, oh, I'm the southern sassy one, but it's like, who are you really?
Yeah, right. I think that's why I like sorry, I'm like changing a little bit.
Okay.
Like,
switch it up, baby.
So like City with Mary, I think this season was like, I feel like so many housewives like, let me put on this mask, let me be like defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Mary, like this season, like, let me be real, let me be well-rounded, like you said.
Yeah And I appreciate Sutton for like showing that vulnerability, and I kind of got emotional, like, watching her with her mom. Yeah. Like,
it was real. And I feel like her mom, like, obviously wasn't media trained and was very much just, like, a person that, like, had a bunch of cameras on her and seemed to just be exactly who she was. It didn't seem like she was trying to, like, cap or be like, oh, of course, Sutton, I love you. I say it all the time. But she was, like, real about how she felt about it and, like, wasn't going to sort of play along with this, like, let's go visit the dad's, like, death
site. Yeah, she said, I don't want to go.
Like, I don't want to go. And I respected her for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love a bitch who's going to be real on camera. Because, you know, so many times people are like, that's why all these marriages fall apart. Because it's like, oh, yeah, let's pretend to love each other. But behind the scenes, it's like, that man does not want to be filmed. Leave, like, that man alone.
Yeah.
So even, like, going back to Salt Lake, like, Todd and Bronwyn, it's like, he was no filter.
Yeah. Done from the beginning.
Done from the jump. No, don't say that.
You could tell, like, a producer was like, talk about this with Todd. And he said, done talking about it. Don't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah. You also could tell that they probably had to cut so many times of him being like, this show is stupid. And they're like, okay, so we can't put that in the final edit.
Say that.
So we're not really on a show. Exactly. We're just living our lives. We're not on a show.
I was so surprised that he was at the reunion. But at the same time, I was like, please let him go home and rest. He's going
to
be tired.
I feel like Bronwyn was like, you better come to this reunion. Because I need to yell at Lisa.
Yeah.
Probably. But it's funny with going back to Beverly Hills, like the season started with Sutton and Dorit, you know, Sutton being like, if you need a shoulder, I'm here for you. If you need, you know, someone to talk about your divorce with, I'm here. Mm. And the way that has gone a complete 180 and the sisterhood, the traveling pants are gone. Okay, the sisterhood is broken. Mm. Like, they are fighting.
Yeah, they're full-on feud. Yeah.
It's a feud.
So did you watch the episode on Tuesday?
Yes.
So it's like, they asked Sutton, they're like, Sutton, what are you drinking? And she's like, I'm drinking this watermelon cooler. And Kyle's like, is there alcohol in it? And then Dorit goes, well, of course there's alcohol in it. It's Sutton. And Sutton goes, you're such a bitch.
In her home.
Leaves the home. And it's like fun because it's like, whose side am I on?
I mean, it's like, I get Dorit was making
a joke.
It was
out of pocket, though.
Well, and even before that, wait, let's go back. With the purse. That was so weird. It was like a joke gone too far. Wait, why are you making that face?
No, please go ahead.
I mean, the purse thing was so weird to me because it was like a bad, I don't know. It was like a bad joke.
It was
joke.
A bad bit, but Dorit was like bit. Not going to drop the bit. I was like, okay, improv queen.
No, I thought she was literally about to take that purse.
I'm kind of always on her side. I'm not going to lie.
On Dorit's side? Oh, no, yes. I am too.
Yeah, for sure. I do understand why. I mean, Sutton just came. This is the first time they're all together. This is, you know, her first interaction with Dorit after this very emotional trip with her mom, so, I mean, of course she's going to be a little more sensitive than usual. And, I mean, since Sutton is always sensitive.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she's always drinking.
And, I mean, she is low-key.
Like, I think that's why she was so... I think that's why she was probably so... I got to project, right? I was like, wait, let me not whisper into this microphone again. Thank you all, the episode one listeners, for the feedback.
Thanks for coming. You don't know how many messages I got. Like, tell him to project.
I've never heard anyone ever tell a gay person to speak loud. I think Sutton was a little triggered because I think they might have struck a nerve because mama like a drink.
Yes. But also, I mean, they all do.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, not Kyle.
Well, okay.
Our ginger beer queen.
We do love sober Kyle, my bestie.
She gives me like Brooke Shields. Every time I look at her.
Ooh.
This season, she's giving very like... elder, like, cowboy lesbian. She's always wearing the, like, off I'm the shoulder. She always has, like, the shoulders out.
Yeah.
Yes. She wears a lot of, like, pants and, like, a short top. I don't know. It's a good look for her.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to change my Housewives character to her now.
That's going to be
my
Richards.
New... Yeah, that's going to be my new...
Oh,
like,
my
vibe.
God. Okay, listeners, if y'all don't know our origin story, okay, all of us, yes, actually, yes. Literally. So Matt is our director of the show, and Kelton are two of the stars of The Real Housewives of I.O.
Two of the stars.
Two of the stars.
Two of the stars. Not even just two of the cast members. Two of the stars.
Two of the stars. I said what I said.
We're all the stars.
But we eat the girls up.
Absolutely.
Marsha May Brady Trudeau.
Okay. And then, well, I always get my name wrong. Lydia Dresden.
Okay.
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 Yes, the improvised Housewives bio. Coming back this summer.
Hi, ladies.
Season 4.
I think I'm going to do like Brittany Bateman. Like, I'm going to be very like, I have an announcement. And I'm going to make my voice really high and be like, you guys, I have something to say.
I love it. And speaking of like coming full circle, like she's so bad and cringy that she's come full circle. That's, I'm like, I love her.
I was on that train from the beginning. I was fighting battles. I was fighting the pro Britney Braithwaite train.
You were, because
people
are
like, you think
there.
She's like good? I was like, well, I didn't say that. I didn't say I liked her. I said that she's good on the show.
She's good on the show.
Did you? Were you ever like pro Britney and like anti Bronwyn?
Yes.
Okay, that's how I was at the beginning, and then like it switched up for me.
I was pro Britney, anti Bronwyn when they were in Milwaukee, and Bronwyn was being like kind of an asshole to Britney about her relationship, and then Britney hit back with the like, well, why don't you talk about your relationship, Bronwyn? Like, are you married for money? And then they were all like, wow, and Bronwyn was like, the way that she acted was so strange to me. She like dodged all the way around the question. She was like, oh, am I only married to him for his money? I was like, it was a yes or no, but
I
okay.
Mean,
also, like, you can't just be rude to someone about their relationship and then be like, oh my God, I can't believe they were rude to me about my relationship back.
I think that's the way Bronwyn is, though. But I love Bronwyn, though.
I love her. Like, I love her. Yeah. I don't care.
She's great.
I ride for her.
Even like the reunion when she was the whole necklace situation, I was like, I'm not going to listen to it. Those are lies. Those are accusations.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay, she didn't buy it. And
Who cares? I didn't buy no fancy necklace either.
$4 million for a necklace? I don't know, man.
Yeah, when you can just get Whitney's jewelry on Alibaba.
Alibaba.
She was like, it was actually made in Toronto, and then I would never get a tattoo of something from Alibaba. I was like, so is from Alibaba.
Oh my God. Well, speaking of hot messes, let's get into the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes.
Oh my God. This reunion was so, I mean, dare I say, low-key, the reunion is giving more than the season.
It's like literally the opposite of Salt Lake, where Salt Lake was like the season was tea, the reunion wasn't tea. This one's like the season wasn't tea, the reunion is tea.
New York was the same way. I thought,
exactly.
Like,
oh,
yeah. But Potomac?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Honestly, I watched the reunion and I said, I wish I skipped the season and just watched the reunion altogether.
That's what I did last season.
Yeah, me too. Because last season was so, talk about a low vibrational plate.
Yeah.
Yikes. It was just bad, weird vibes.
They got rid of Robin and Candace, which was kind of like one from each of the like sides.
Yeah.
And I think it was the right choice. Honestly. Yeah. I like Candace as an individual, but I think in terms of the group dynamic, she is very like, I don't know, she doesn't really let things go.
No, she is a grudge holder.
And like rewatching the reunion, I rewatched the season 8 reunion and I was low-key like, What are you mad about at Giselle for? Like, honestly, I know like what she was mad at Giselle for, but it was like, let's move on.
Well, I mean, I kind of get it with Giselle, because that was, if someone did that to my significant other, I would feel some kind of way.
I agree. Yeah.
But is Giselle not valid for being like, I was a little uncomfy that we were alone in the room?
I mean, sure, but she didn't just say it was a little uncomfy. She made it a whole 2 seasons.
She did make it a whole season. But then she said she was sorry. And it was like, the whole point of Housewives is that we should just wrap it up. Like, they said she was sorry at the reunion.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next season, it was, like, a whole thing.
I do agree with you. I think, I mean, because, like, last season, it was just, like, everything was just, like, open-ended.
Yeah.
And wasn't Andy pissed about that, too?
He was, like, well, last season's reunion, Andy was, like, so, like, how are we, who wants their job?
Yeah.
This season, Andy's, like, whoa, I'm having fun with Giselle.
Oh,
I'm having fun with Wendy.
I mean, it's so fun. I mean, let's start with the beginning. The Grand Dame phones it in because she's convicted of 5 out of the 6 charges, and she phones it in. And what gagged me about that video was that she didn't take any accountability
at all.
The crocodile tears, talk about her family and how, you know, she's more concerned about them than anything. Why'd you have them on the show making excuses for you and you didn't take any accountability? And then your friend who was writing for you always saying, let her speak for herself, Miss Dr. Wendy. You don't even thank her. You don't even mention her.
No, that's the thing. Don't even mention her name. I mean, you mentioned Andy Cohen, though.
She mentioned Jassy?
Yes. Candace?
Yes.
I'm like, wow, you are, talk about bitter. And I think it's because she's jealous of Wendy, because Wendy is Wendy symbolizes everything that the Grand Dame should be, but that,
yeah,
is not.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think, like, Karen had her Grand Dame status, like, it was, like, justified at the beginning of, like, the whole show. Mm-hmm. But, like, as the seasons went on, I was like, you're just a mess, girl.
Yeah.
She played the character really well. Yeah. I think it gave what the show needed, but I think now it's at this point where it's like, what's, you know... It seemed like the thing that everyone knew on the show, like Charisse had been saying it since season one, is that I guess Karen is just like constantly drinking and like fully just in an open relationship.
Yeah, justice for Charisse. I honestly didn't believe her initially. I was kind of like very ride or die for Karen.
Yeah.
I was like, well, Charisse
she's so quick and she's always wins the argument.
Yeah. She's so charismatic. Like she just like... has that...
You just can't beat her in a one-on-one.
Yeah, she
even
really
if you
does.
Fully have the truth and she's fully lying.
And now, rewatch, because I started rewatching from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly,
because
it really contextualized everything differently.
And it's like, damn, she been lying from the jump,
the
y'all.
Jump. I mean...
Blue eyes?
I did not know. I did not, like, want to admit it until, like, the whole house situation when she was, like, lying about, like, downsizing and everything like that.
Yeah.
I was like, girl,
oh, yeah.
This is, like...
Yeah. With the sage,
it's
like, furniture.
A little obvious. Yeah.
I think instead of the Grand Dame, it should be the Grand Delulu.
Oh. Well, she said that she doesn't want to be the Grand Dame anymore, and that if she returns to the show, she'll be returning authentically as Karen, which I think...
I respect it.
I was, like, 100% being like, well, she didn't make it to the reunion. Like, that's it. Like, I can't believe next season Karen's gone. I think she does have... a potential to return next season. I mean, if she's not in jail, I think she does have a potential to return, whether it be full time, whether it be as a friend of the show. But like, I think her story, there's still a lot left for her.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And she could still come back if she goes to jail. They know that doesn't stop a housewife from coming back.
I feel like that's going to happen to Jen Shaw, to be honest. I think she's going to come back.
You think?
I don't think she should.
The only thing with Jen, why I don't think so, is because the crime that she did.
Okay.
I still just think
scamming.
I think the group has just moved forward. And like,
also
and
to just say, I want her to come back.
Okay.
Well, oh yeah, I want her to come back.
I
too.
Definitely want her to come back.
Talk about good TV. Oh my god.
TV. I would see her come back for like an episode. I don't think I want her coming back full time. It would be interesting to see them like really confront her, especially Heather, because I feel like Heather kind of waited until she was in jail
to
pop off.
Oh my god, that was the most toxic relationship I've ever been. Oh my god, thank gosh. Like, I think Heather was like literally just waiting for her to go to jail before she could finally be like, please get me out of this.
That was the
friendship.
Only way. Yeah, that was the only way she could.
I felt bad for her. People were on Heather's ass about lying for the black eye, but honestly, she was probably so scared.
Oh,
I mean, look, that was not just like a little black
she
eye.
She got punched like in the face.
It was a close.
That was like a close shut, like Andre the Giant situation.
And then to have Jen the next morning being like, so what are we going to tell everyone, Heather?
Yeah.
About
like,
the black
eye. Like, it was production. I ran into it. What? Like, oh my God. I also, going back to Potomac, I think Karen was wearing the wig that she got arrested in.
Oh,
I
did not
even. I think in that video, I think she was the same sideways wig.
It was
from the body cam.
It was so back a little bit. I was
there is such an art to like filming like an apology video, because it's like you have to look good, but you can't look too good.
Too good.
Yeah.
It's like in poor taste to look like, oh, hi, everyone.
Yeah.
So sorry I won't be at the reunion because I'm going to jail. It's like, oh, I'm... You know, I'm keeping it together. My hair's a little disheveled, but I'm still, you know, I'm still keeping strong, and I'm praying. And it's like, girl.
She looked pitiful. She looked pitiful. She did. But I think that was
the point,
though.
Yeah, that was
the point. She was hoping to be full, hoping everyone would be full of pity.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of pity, okay. Let's give it up. Shout out to Megan from Houston, who asked that question on the reunion to Mia about being a side chick.
Oh, Mia, you're a side chick.
And our editor is a Megan from Houston. Megan, I don't know if you wrote that.
It was
in
Megan the Stallion.
It was.
Girl, we got a lot of Megans from Houston. And let me tell you,
they're asking all the right questions.
They're asking all the right questions.
So, Mia, you're a side chick.
Mia got bombarded this.
As
reunion,
she should.
And good. As she should. Good. Rightfully, girl.
You want that first hair, you're going to have to earn it.
Absolutely.
And that whole discussion of the Miami trip.
Oh, I loved that. I was like, oh, we got new tea.
That was tea.
That was, I mean, like, I was like, I need more of this. And I forgot her name. Katie?
Stacy.
Oh my gosh, sorry. I was like, what white name is this?
I'm obsessed with this clip Katie. Of Stacy with her fingers so going back and forth.
Casey, Stacy, Jackie.
When she said POC, what was that?
Is that
a probation officer? Why is that the first thing you're thinking of when you think of POC?
When I think of Mia.
That's what it was. Okay, she didn't want to say it, but that's what she was thinking. Yeah.
You know, Stacy's not slick with her shade. I know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Been like 2 points at this reunion where Stacy has fully denied saying something and then 2 seconds later been like, well, here's why I said it. She's like, I would never say fuck that bitch. And then she was like, well, she did do this, so I did say fuck that bitch. And they were like, oh, so you're not starting a weed company? I know.
No, but then the smile.
Yeah, she had that smile. I said, girl, you're already trying to fund the building.
Come I know, on. Literally. Like, you signed the lease,
like,
bitch.
Come on now.
So
she said, what? Well, if they're saying that's true, I don't know.
I would never do that, but I am justified in doing that because here's why.
I like to get high, and that's my rights.
Okay, I need to say, I hope her. I don't want to tear a black woman down, but I hope her looks
during Black History Month.
During Black History Month, I know. I'm so sorry.
Well, you got to tear someone down to bring them back up, to build them up.
That's true.
I'm saying
true.
I hope she comes back stronger with her looks in her second season. I hope this is the curse of first season.
It's very first season. Yeah. I mean, but she's been on TV. She was on QVC, so
for a
she
long
knows what
time.
She. But I think her look.
QVC.
I think her look.
I was gonna say you gotta
her look
get
is very QVC.
Yeah.
Like the wigs. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Your wigs gotta be better than that.
But I did think the reunion was the best she's looked.
Oh, absolutely.
She's gorgeous.
That whole cast is so
except
gorgeous.
For Mia. Mia did look cheap. I will say that.
Yeah, I don't.
I did not like that.
Was,
but I mean,
it's Mia,
right? Yeah, that's who she is.
Giselle looked good.
Giselle looked great.
Wait, here's the question: great. Do we like Giselle again?
I
like Giselle.
I do. I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
And honestly, in hindsight, I'm like, you know what? Was Giselle ever really that bad? Like, she was always like a villain. But I don't think she ever was, like, so bad that, like, she could never come back. People were like, I want to, like, fire Giselle.
I know.
I want her, like, dead in a ditch.
I think she just tried a little too hard.
Yeah.
And then
she,
like, got more comfortable. I mean, she tried hard from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then she got more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the bone collecting and all of that, like, it didn't do her any favors. But going back to this Miami tea, because this really was, like, the highlight of the episode.
Yes.
So, for listeners, Mia invites Stacy and Jazzy, right, to Miami for her birthday. And then she realizes that she doesn't really want them there. So she forgets that they came all the way to Miami for her birthday.
Yeah.
And the thing that really geeked me out was like, these are the only two women in the friend group that had your back. And then for you to be like, oh, actually, I don't want you here. I forgot texting someone at
12
in
the morning
and your dinner was at 8 p.m. and I showed up.
Yeah.
And you were nowhere to be found.
But they were like, you were an hour late. And she said, okay, I was an hour late.
You see, that was another one where she said, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
And then they started explaining the details and she goes, okay, well, and it's like, well,
what
I literally
it?
Just heard you. Like, you just lied in real time.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she was like, that never happened. I didn't ghost you. And they were like, okay, so here's a text where you ghosted me. And she was like, what happened was, you know, I had a point of contact. I was like, okay, so you did.
I don't think she expected them to even come. I think I think she just sent out the invitation to be like, well, I sent you an invitation.
Like, I did my thing.
I did my thing. Yeah. She didn't expect them to come.
Sent an invite. But it's like, they fucking did. So you need to rearrange your whole fucking arrangement.
This isn't going down the street to a restaurant. Y'all came
all the way to Miami. From Potomac. That's a few hours.
That's a whole ass trip.
Yeah, that's a whole ass trip. Yeah. I would have been, oh man, I would have showed up at the hotel.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have been outside.
I'm confused why, like, people, like, I'm confused why people would be friends with me, honestly.
I am too.
That's just not someone I would want to be friends. Like, she has approved, like, her and Karen were friends.
And it makes
sense
why
they were. And you see how she's treated Karen all season.
Yeah. But it makes sense why they were.
Exactly.
Because they
they're birds of a feather.
Right.
But like the way that she's treated Karen all season, whether it's justified or not, it's like, oh, so if I'm friends with Mia and I get close with her and then something happens where we fall out, like this is going to be like the worst enemy I could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so crazy. And speaking of crazy, okay, we have a little bit of more housewives. It's not confirmed, but the rumor mill is going off about Real Housewives of New Jersey. Apparently, there's going to be a casting shakeup.
I've heard that too.
And everyone's going to get the chop except for Dolores and Melissa, and Teresa's going to get her own show. How do y'all feel about that?
Are we going to be watching? Is that what the rumor is now?
Yes, that's what the rumor is right now.
I think.
Are we going to watch? I don't know how I feel, because I feel like it's going to be boring, low key, without. You know,
which,
like,
one? The Teresa show? Or are you talking about?
Oh, no, I'll watch it. Teresa will be entertaining. That'll honestly, be fun. Anything she Teresa's got all her in, daughters.
I'm it. Yeah, yes.
Her
yes,
daughters.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching
that's what it. That's what it
yes.
Waking up in the morning. I just want this to get better. That's going to be tea.
Yes.
But Housewives, I love Dolores, live and breathe for her. But Melissa.
She's not carrying it.
Who's going to carry?
That's the thing. They're going to have to find someone. Like,
wait, this is the first time here. I was under the impression that they were going to do a reboot with just Teresa and Dolores. But I did hear that, like, Melissa was a potential. And I did hear that Fuda was a potential also. Mm-hmm. But, like, honestly, if you're going to do a reboot without Teresa, instead of Melissa, you should have Margaret. I just
That's
think Margaret is so
yeah.
much more yeah. entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, she literally, like, she kind of carried that last season.
She did.
I mean, I don't, like, that last season was sort of, like, their, like, swan song of a season. And, like,
yeah.
And like, they didn't even get a reunion. And they, like, pretty much made it seem like, hey, like, I don't even, if this season even is worth watching or not. Because, like, we're canceling it. It got canceled before it even aired.
Right.
But, yeah. honestly, Margaret had so many good moments during that season. Like,
she did.
She's, like, probably one of, if not the best, like, Housewives villain to me.
Well, also, yes, but also I think as much as I can't stand her as a person, Jennifer Aydin is more villainous than Margaret. And I can't stand her. I literally was having this discussion. Shout out to Bryn. Bryn and Cater. Jennifer Aydin, I can't stand her, but she makes great TV. She kept that season going yeah. last year. Like, besides the Teresa and Melissa family drama, mm-hmm. she was one of the only people who
With the Danielle feud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. she kept it going. That was like the biggest, like, oh shit thing that happened in that whole season. So I don't like her. I don't like anybody cussing anybody out at a Jersey Mike's. I do not condone that. And a Jersey Mike's in the airport.
If you're that rich,
I don't condone
that. If you're that rich, why are you at Jersey Mike's?
Well, it was at the airport.
Girl, I'll be sitting at Wolfgang Puck's. I'd be sitting at Chili's too.
I would be at Chili's too. That's tea. That's tea. That's tea. But I mean, yeah, I just don't know how it's gonna go. I don't know how it's gonna go.
Well, I honestly look forward to the opportunity for Melissa to have a season without Teresa. So all the Melissa fans who have been begging for Melissa to have an opportunity to do a season without Teresa mm-hmm. can realize that there is no Melissa without Teresa.
Ooh, oh yeah.
I think the whole like
I think the whole like family drama is like that's done.
It's
I think we're done with it. It's so played out.
It's like, do people watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey? Like, season after season, Melissa's personal storylines were literally like the most remember when she opened a restaurant?
Oh my God.
Exactly.
See, like,
she had a season where she was like, oh no, Joe bought a restaurant and now I have to manage it. By the end of the season, restaurant was gone. It never happened because it never happened. And then she had a whole season where she was like, a psychic told me I might have a long lost sister. So her whole storyline that season was that she was going to find her long lost sister that she just had a hunch she might have.
She was grasping.
Yeah. And then she was, oh, I think I'm going to have a baby. And then Jen was like, she's not going to have a baby. She's too self-absorbed.
She's like, how dare you say that? I am ovulating right
it
now.
Was literally, it was fake restaurant, fake baby, fake long lost sister. It's like, girl.
Yeah.
Give it a rest.
It's a little tired.
What was even this last season? It was like, Joe is helping with my cousin's gay marriage.
Oh, he was officiating the gay wedding. Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Mm. He wished he was participating in the gay wedding.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Iconic. Speaking of iconic,
there
y'all.
We go.
SNL 50.
Oh.
What a time.
So, so good.
12 hours of just nonstop laugh.
I
mean,
like, I was like, wait, it just kept going.
It was Duracell, honey.
I mean,
just, da, 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 da.
They brought back some, like, yeah, great stuff. It old stuff, stuff, like newish stuff, like.
Did we watch the concert?
I watched parts of the concert. The concert
was low-key, like, I think kind of my favorite part of it.
I agree. Lady Gaga in the Lonely Island doing that, medley
that was
like altered my brain chemistry. Yeah. I really was like ascending. I was like, this is everything.
Honestly,
I
think my favorite part was the Will Ferrell Anna Gasteyer.
Oh, so the A good. Minor.
That was so good.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, Anna Gasteyer probably one of the most underrated SNL cast members of all time. I mean, she's like also like a full on Broadway actress.
I was gonna say her voice is like really good.
She literally was in Wicked as Elphaba on Broadway.
Yeah, no, she's incredible.
Performing now, I think, too.
She better.
Don't ask me in what, but she is. And go see her, guys.
Sponsored by Anna Gasteyer. The Pitch. Get into it.
I love her. She's mother. I don't know what she's in. Go see her.
Yeah, the A minor literally sent me.
And the doing the dochi.
I'd say probably the thing that irritated me the most, I'm sorry, the Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively thing.
I can't. Oh, I can't stand him anyway.
I was so irritated because I'm like, first of all, think of it objectively, right? Imagine going to your ex-wife's current husband's job, like, Christmas party. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, girl. And then to make a joke, I'm like, why are you making a joke about sexual harassment?
That's my thing is, like, I'm not trying to, like, this isn't me saying anything about anything, okay? But I'm like, if these are, like, serious allegations, then, like, why are we going to go on TV and, like, make jokes? Isn't it, like, a whole-ass lawsuit, too?
It's a whole-ass lawsuit.
Like, yeah, I mean, they're, like, actively in, like...
Y'all, if y'all want me to go into this, I have been doing my research because a few people have reached out to me and said, can you please break down the Baldani Lively case? If y'all want me to get into it... I could do a separate episode
on the Patreon.
I will literally start one.
We'll start a Patreon
for this because a lot of people have been like, it's so much, like I don't even know where to start, and I literally have been doing my homework. Like,
it seems like everyone is like suddenly,
yeah.
No,
Annalise Keating.
No, I was literally reading through the court documents. You took it out of my mouth, bitch. You took it out of my mouth because I was literally about to say, "Call me Annalise Keating."
Call me Annalise Keating, okay. Honey. Because why? Is your penis on a dead girl's phone?
But that just irritated me so much. I'm like, they should have been sent to the basement like Justin Baldani was sent to the basement at the In As With Us premiere.
Yeah.
Like, why are you taking up space in here?
I always ask that about Ryan Reynolds. So every time I see him, why are you taking up space? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's like, the whole Hollywood quirky boy. I'm like, I'm famous, but like, I recognize I'm famous, but like I'm not that lifestyle. Like I hate it. I think it's all fake.
It is pretty fake. And yeah. It was very cringe to me. And if y'all wanna look, there is Kevin Costner is behind them and he is us. If you were irritated by their appearance, Kevin Costner is so irritated by them.
Yeah, I'm like irritated by the whole like situation becoming. I just don't. I don't care for the discourse. It's like let it play out in the court. I'm tired of every single person like weighing in, like they were an eyewitness to something that happened.
Right.
And like now all these like random clips like resurfacing of Blake Lively being like somewhat unpleasant to interviewers, and I'm like, you realize this is all part of like a very long like PR battle.
Yeah.
Like,
she's just an unpleasant person.
But that's not illegal.
But that,
No, that's not illegal, but it came out because she was a terror on set. Like,
It's like, I guess not like finally being talked about. I think it's like been sprinkled, and now we're finally like, okay, guys, let's admit.
The curtain is lifted. Yeah. We're seeing who you really are.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz. Good news.
Honestly.
Good news.
Honestly though, that's my guilty pleasure to watch those videos though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For sure.
Makes me feel like a better person.
Truly. What about your bump? She said that to the interviewer. What about your bump? How about that?
There's that one with like Anna Kendrick where she's like, "You guys, I cannot sing. I wish I was a Disney princess." And they're like, "Oh fucking okay."
Like, okay. Like what? But going back to the
SNL 50.
I would say Black Jeopardy was probably my favorite. So good.
I pissed off the conservatives too.
Yes. I wish that there was an app called Who Gonna Be There. Someone please invest in that.
That's good, actually.
That's good.
That's like, a really good
That was real. I was like, someone, Anna Gasteyer, invest in that. Anna Gasteyer. Get off Broadway. Get off Broadway and get into that, okay? True.
Her, of all people, is developing that app.
Oh, my God.
No, that honestly, it also, I feel like Eddie Murphy was like, y'all remember why I'm the best cast member that's ever been on Saturday Night Live, right? So y'all remember when I was hosting the show when I was a cast member?
Truly. Even like
Meryl Streep was on there, and I'm like, I love you, Meryl, but like, you're beating Nate up.
I did not like that sketch.
No, not at all.
I was bored by it. I feel like a lot of the sketches were very like, remember this sketch? Now it has like a celebrity from 2025 in it.
And I was like, leave Kate. She can do it by herself. She's fine.
And let's talk about the Kim Kardashian of it all. Okay, her SNL she hosted. It was good. She did eat her episode. Monologue was iconic. She also had help from Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, everybody else.
It was filmed.
Mm-hmm. She ate, but I was kind of annoyed that she was in the first sketch because I'm like, why don't we have like Jane Curtin?
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's literally hundreds of other people that could have done it. And yeah, she ate, and like, of course, she's like the most famous person, whatever, but I don't know.
I feel like there were so many cast members who weren't in anything.
Yeah, there were.
Like old cast members, you mean?
Yeah, like was Melissa Villaseñor even there?
I mean, maybe in the basement with Justin Baldoni.
I think so. There's like a picture of her, but I don't think she was like in the show. Guys. Yeah, can you do it?
Hey, guys, I'm doing my comedy bit. I can do lots of voices too. Now I'm doing Kathy Griffin.
I mean, yeah, there were a lot of people who weren't there. I know Bill Hader said like he didn't go because his anxiety was really bad. And it was funny that he said that because they had that song
sketch,
was mm-hmm. great. I did appreciate that. Also the Lil Wayne medley made me emotional.
Yeah.
Because I just long for what a moment. Simpler times. You know, I just was like, God, I just miss that era of my life of just going out, not giving a fuck, not a bill to pay, just fucking vibing.
When I tell you I watch his music videos, like, to this day, I'm like, his old music videos?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, my God. Amelie, are you kidding
Come on.
I'm a venereal disease like a menstrual bead.
I'm saying.
One of my favorite lyrics of all time.
Like.
Of all time.
So good.
I loved that. And also, can we give it up for Questlove? That nigga is everywhere.
Everywhere. And he I like want to see him more places.
He like you.
You know what?
You're like Questlove of Chicago.
I'm Questlove of Chicago. All right. Goodbye, lady. That's it.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon. I was like, girl, you couldn't do a dry February for this SNL.
No, he stays moist.
He was like, Chevy Chase, we love you, man. I was like, do we? I thought the whole bit was that we didn't.
That was good, though. Yeah. That was a really good impression.
Oh, ga-ga-ga.
How do you feel about Jimmy Fallon, like, in general, though?
A boot.
Thank you.
Honestly, like, they put him back in, like, one of the sketches, and I was like, oh, you were, like, not good at sketch comedy.
No.
And then I was like, was he ever, like, I guess he kind of was never good at sketch comedy. Like, his whole thing was that he was always breaking and, like,
yeah,
being like, oh, you know. And, like, he did Weekend Update, I think, right?
He did.
Sure.
But honestly, I feel like he seems like a crazy person.
Yeah.
He seems like one of those, like, Hollywood just, like, kind of has, like, he's done a complete 180 of who he used to be.
He's that dude at the party that's, like, trying to explain the board game, and like when you're trying to vibe, he's like, guys, listen, these are the rules, this is what you have to do. I don't feel like I could like relax around him, to be honest.
I agree. Or he'd be like that guy who's like pressuring you to drink when you're not trying to drink. He's like, just one more, just one more. Or like, you're trying to leave the party and he's like, just one more, man, come on. And you're like, dude, I gotta fucking work tomorrow.
I feel like they could literally have like the worst of humanity on his show and he will just be like, oh, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah.
Like, ever since the Trump hair tussle, I'm like, I see you.
Yeah.
You will do anything for a check. Like, you have no morals or bounds. Mm-hmm. Like, you just want to be Hollywood's little pretty boy forever.
Yeah.
And he ain't that pretty either.
No, he, him and Ryan Reynolds looked rough.
Meanwhile, Seth Meyers. Ooh, Zaddy.
Zaddy. Okay. I also wanted him to be rated higher in the Weekend Update with Bill Murray. Wait, can we talk about Bill Murray? 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot on the banana peel.
Yes.
Girl, I was like, oh, Bill.
Looking like George Lopez. Like the Hudson Show. That was something else.
George Einstein.
Girl.
I said, don't move too fast.
I literally texted my group chat like, Bill Murray's 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot on the banana peel.
Literally.
I'm concerned. I don't know how much longer we have with Bill.
Okay, honestly, that whole like celebration of all the update anchors, it was like very iconic. But honestly, I just am not like a Che and Jost fan.
No.
I just am like, compared to like the whole, like they have this whole legendary roster of like iconic people, and then it was like Che and Jost. I'm like, yeah, like I get it. Like
they're very
I don't know. They're very plain. They feel and like it's very safe choices.
Yeah.
I think the only time that I'll like, okay, they're actually funny, is when they do like the switch jokes.
Exactly.
Like on Christmas time.
Yes.
Yeah. Then other than that, I'm like, skip.
Yeah.
We're fine.
And I also feel like SNL, like when we were growing up, it was like so quotable.
Yeah.
Like you go to school the next day and be like, more cowbell or like whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's like, there's not that many like characters.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like when we were, it was literally like cheerleaders, fucking Wayne's World, ladies man, like Debbie Downer. Like we had like the like water cooler talk, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now it's like, they don't really have characters like that anymore.
I'm not like motivated to like watch it right now.
No, it's very like, it feels very like internet focused now.
Yeah.
And the problem with it is that like it's on a Saturday. So if something happens on a Tuesday, by the time they get to covering it, the way that the news cycle works and the way that like Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it and TikTok will just draw the life out of a bit.
Absolutely.
By the time it gets to Saturday and they're doing like, you know, Skibidi, I'm like, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seen it.
Yawn.
Yeah.
That's why like they did that Domingo sketch and like it's like been the most popular thing they've done recently. I'm like, well, this is what happens when you do like something that is timeless and original. I guess not super timeless because it's like based on the song.
But fresh.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like it's not contingent on something that just happened in pop culture or in the politics or whatever. It's,
Speaking of Domingo, I feel like Sabrina and him, there was a little vibe. Are they the next Kim and Pete?
Oh, girl, they're short and sweet.
Oh!
Okay, that was good.
You ate that. But I kind of could see them being the next Kim and Pete, like a little.
I could kind of see it.
Yeah. There was a vibe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here
I
for
still,
it.
I'm still like holding out for the little announcement from little Pedro himself. We'll see.
I know. And a part of me is like, maybe he'll never say anything because he's just like, I am who I am.
Oh, y'all want Pedro Pascal to come out?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing Bad Bunny in the back.
Girl.
So am I.
The Questlove of Chicago. What can he do?
Kelton was laying down roots.
He was laying his roots in me.
You know, he was like, all right, let's go, Bad Bunny.
But speaking of Kim and Pete, I do get goosebumps thinking of them interacting. Especially now, Pete's looking snatched after he got them tattoos removed. He did that.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
The campaign reformation? Reformation.
Yeah.
That campaign, I was like, oh, wow. He
looks slick.
He looks slick.
I kind of want to have like a few tattoos.
He does have a couple, but he got majority of them.
I feel like that was kind of his like...
His thing.
His like little, you know, the little spice that made him interesting
compared
to now he just looks like a regular kind of dude.
I mean, he put Rat Face Boys on the map, period. Like,
oh, yes.
He started that.
Oh, yeah.
He opened the doors. You know, we wouldn't have a Challengers if it wasn't for Pete Davidson.
Thank you, Petey.
Thank you, Pete. We love you.
We love you.
But you know, they were like chopping it up a little bit. Like, also, if y'all geek out like I do over like just hearing about after parties, because I was like, this.
I love it.
They probably got so fucked up. I would kill to be a fly on that wall.
Yes.
I will link in the description of the episode. There's a Vogue article that like describes everything from the after party. That is 10 out of 10. I highly recommend giving it a read. Like, they just paint the perfect picture of like who was hanging out with who. Like, Steve Martin in the corner with Catherine O'Hara, her heels are off. And I was just, oh, chomp, chomp, chomp.
They probably had like the best cocaine in the
world. I was literally about to say.
Like, the most expensive designer cocaine.
Yeah.
I've like never done coke, and I'm like, gimme, gimme, gimme. Oh, it's probably so fresh.
As fresh as white winter snow.
Speaking of white winter, let's get into the White Lotus.
Okay, wait, that transition kind of ate.
That was really good.
Hey, I'm working on it, girl.
White winter, white cast. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. This, we have one episode, and like, holy shit.
It's already fed me.
It fed me so much. There's a tweet by Prof Noctis, I'll link that as well because I don't even know if I said that name right. But he said, how can White Lotus develop characters from 0 to 100 in just an hour? Absolute masterful storytelling. This is a show that knows how to respect the viewer's time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, that's literally T. Mike White gets it.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, I feel like a lot of people probably, I feel like White Lotus is one of those shows that people who don't normally watch like prestige television might tune in for because it is like a lot more pop culturally relevant. And honestly, I feel like that's why people are gagged when they're like, wow, this TV show has really good writing. I'm like, well, yeah. It's way too, like, there's like a lot of shows on HBO that are like that kind of tea, like if you really take the time to get into it. But White Lotus has done such a good job of like also being mainstream at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just it eats.
I feel like it has like a, it's like good for pulling you in so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I think from the beginning you're like, ooh, like I don't know what's about to happen. Like, they don't really lay anything out, but they're like, there's something here. There's like some mysteries already.
I mean, the first 5 minutes, they came in literally guns blazing.
Guns blazing.
One thing about us, it's an American show. One thing about us, we're going to bring guns.
Yeah, we're going
to
bring
guns. We're going to bring the guns to Thailand, okay?
I was like, and like such like a turn from like how the usual like killing of the season is. Like, I was like, is this mass? Are we doing a mass shooting in this season?
I don't know. I was
technically, what's her name? Jennifer Coolidge did a mass shooting on that boat.
What's her name? Well, put some respect on that.
I was not sure if I was. I was trying to say the character.
Tanya.
Name. Tanya.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Tanya.
Tanya was just shooting up the gays on the boat.
I will say, I was reading. Doing my research as I do, and Mike White said that the themes of this season are death, reincarnation, and spirituality.
Ooh.
So I'm wondering, one of my theories is that I think Tanya is, especially with Greg. I feel like she's going to be haunting them.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And like just with Greg being there, Belinda being there, like I feel like there's going to be a haunting.
Wait, I have like a theory that I think is kind of cunt.
Okay.
So there's the three ladies, right? There's the
yes, Leslie the Bibb, trio Michelle of friends,
and Carrie Coon,
Jacqueline, Kate, and Leslie.
Whichever one Carrie Coon is playing, the one who immediately started crying.
Yes.
I think that she is Portia's mom. From the second season.
Oh.
Because there was like one little bit where they mentioned that like they're like, oh, and your daughter is growing up to be so cool. And like when you do a side by side, like they kind of look alike.
Okay. That's so interesting.
That's a good theory.
And like with the Greg coming back of it all, and like they're both kind of the same. They both kind of have that same, like they want, they're around these people who are a little more fabulous and they're like have a low self esteem.
Yeah. That's good. Like,
I'm
stealing the same haircut.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and be like, babe, I have this theory.
No, absolutely, please.
And it's funny because another thing, Mike White said that seasons 1 and 2 were dress rehearsals for this season.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I'm excited.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I definitely felt that way from going from season 1 was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then season 2 was clearly like, oh, we figured this shit out. Like,
yeah.
So if it's even better, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
I'm already super into the, like, the Tyler ass eating.
Yeah.
Whose ass do you want to see get eaten?
The brothers?
Probably the brothers.
You want to see them eat each other's ass?
There's some weird incesty stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
The vibe 100%. Is very uncomfy.
I mean, he literally was like, the sister was hot. He
said, that's what I'm like, hot. Yeah.
And then the brother was like watching him.
And I think he wanted him to.
He did. He kept the door open and everything.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't. And I mean, another thing that Mike White said is like a lot of this season is going to be people like reflecting, like they're mirrors of each other. So like the dad and the family, and then the asshole guy,
or Walter Goggins, yeah,
who like they're kind of mirrors of each other, and it's like, what's more of a mirror than a sexual encounter with someone like that shares your DNA, like the same gene pool?
Oh, that's good.
You know what I mean? So that's, I feel like there's,
I will say, the problem with that storyline is that a lot of gays on Twitter are like, oh, finally I can come out and say I hooked up with my cousin.
Oh, oh God.
They're like, I'm glad we're finally getting incest representation. Oh, for all the gays that sucked off.
Incest
cousin.
Representation of my relationship. We look exactly alike. I said, hear me out, guys. Actually, maybe it's beautiful.
I feel like Belinda also is like toxic positivity down. Where she's like, everything's gonna be great. We're all, I'm so happy to be here. And it's like, clearly it's not good.
See, I'm like, are you setting something up? Like, I'm like, the way she's talking so positively, I'm like, oh, you're setting something up that's something's like gonna up. Be disastrous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so scared.
That was her son in the opening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He said, my mom wanted me to come here.
Sexy ass son.
Very sexy. Yeah, very, very cute. So I feel like there's even, I was bummed that they changed the intro because it's been the same intro for the last couple seasons. But I feel like it's like some Game of Thrones, like Easter eggs in there. There's some symbolism in there. So I'm looking forward to
the intro
to
always
like,
has like lots of little moments. And I was like trying to pause. I was like, let me just watch.
I know. I was very into it. I'm super excited for this season.
Yeah.
And okay, so we have to do our signature segment with our guests.
Yes, I'm excited.
Okay, so we have our apps.
Okay.
Light watching, you know, cute little whatever that you're into, and then your main course, like what you ate up this week, and then your dessert, like what is like a guilty little pleasure that you're watching.
Okay, my apps, I would say it's not a light watch, but I'm saying only because there's only one episode, is The White Lotus. I'm like, that's, it's an appetizer for something that's like much, much bigger. So that's my little app for this week.
I love that.
Yeah, my main course, I'm really into Love is Blind right now. Really into Love is Blind.
You mean Love is Bland this season?
Actually, I'm like, I cannot keep up. They all look the same.
It is the whitest season that they've had.
All men. And there's like two black men. They're only showing one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, and he's okay.
And he's got both of the...
Brittany?
Both of the black girls.
Both of the black girls, yeah. That's what I'm saying. And then there's like people there that I'm like, I've not seen you in a pod.
Yeah, but I do like that they're focusing more on the pod.
I agree.
I do like that pod time. Yeah. I know some people are like, it's boring, but I kind of like seeing like what's going on in there.
All the men like talk the same. They're like,
you're
doing something to me. I don't know. I like you. And they're all like, have like the vocal fry and like, I definitely want kids. You're speaking my language. Have you seen the movie Her?
Like, do a shot every time brings up the movie Her. Oh my God.
Well, like, that's my top three movie. I love that movie. Interstellar, top three movie.
Oh no.
Okay.
And I'm someone who loves those movies, and I'm like, please stop bringing them up. It's
literally.
You're tarnishing it.
What snack are you having today? Feeling carnivorous, huh? I like you. You're doing something to me. I'm like, I can be in this show. I can do this.
Questlove of Chicago.
Questlove of Chicago.
Let's get into it, baby.
Questlove is blind.
What's your dessert?
My dessert right now, it's not a watch. It's kind of a watch. On Twitter, the Rue girls are getting into it. But it's like previous Rue girl and current Rue girl. So Lux Noir London and her daughter, Lana Jarrett.
Yeah.
They're just fighting off the fans. And I'm like, Lana Jarrett, you are mid. You are mid this season.
She is.
And the fans are calling her out. And then Lux is like, don't call my daughter mid. My daughter's just like me. And I said, don't say that.
No. Yeah, no,
don't say that about yourself.
When the fans were coming for Lux, I was like, get behind me, Lux.
That's yeah.
I know.
Lux I will defend. But Lana,
like, Lux
I'm
was.
Like,
see, like, I feel like every time Lux was like, I'm that bitch, like she was.
She was. 100%.
Okay. Lana, every time she walks the runway, and I was gonna point this out, and then Bob the drag queen pointed out on Sibling Rivalry too. Mm-hmm. She goes, I don't usually wear this. literally every, there's been 3 weeks in a row where she goes, I don't usually wear something like this. I'm like, what do you wear?
And I'm like,
we're running out of options.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't usually wear dresses. I don't usually wear pants. I don't usually wear top. I was like, we're out of things.
Like, what? I mean, with that body, it's like, stop relying on
she
that.
She was like, That's true. Usually wear spikes. I'm like, okay.
All right. Then what's left? Yeah. What's left, honey? Okay, that's a good meal.
Okay.
That's a high vibrational
meal. Drama.
1,000%.
Yeah. A little drama for dessert.
A little drama for dessert.
That. I would say my app this week would also be White Lotus. Mm-hmm. One episode in, and I am locked the fuck in.
Oh, absolutely.
Shout out to Lucius Malfoy. Oh, my God. Eating it up. I'm excited to see what he gets into. So that's definitely my app. I would say my main course is Severance.
Ooh,
oh,
love
my God. It is so good.
So good.
I cannot wait to watch it this week, you guys. It is so good. And not to be all like pretentious, but like just the way it's made. There's so many like beautiful like cinematography and symbolism. And it just the cast. There was a huge like big thing. I can't spoil it. Y'all let me know if y'all want me to get into it next week. I will gladly do that. But Severance has really been mouth-watering, delicious. And I would say that my dessert this week was Summer House. Summer House was week. Sierra, my girl Sierra, she let Mr. West have it at the dinner table in front of everybody.
Oh, she said, I've been doing this in Scotland for the past couple of weeks.
Exactly.
One thing I know how to do is sit at a table.
Right. And read somebody.
And read.
Absolutely. And she did. And I was so proud of her because I could tell, like, it was hard for her. She's not someone who, like, is very comfortable talking, like, about emotions and vulnerability and things like that. I can relate. But I was really proud of her for being, like, no, you disrespected me. You could talk to Time, the New York Times, but not to me that you don't want to be with me. And she let him have it in front of everybody. She said, they all going to be asking anyway. They all want to find out, so let's do it right here. And he just sat there looking like my sleep paralysis demon, literally.
Your
and
sleep paralysis demon is like a mid-white dude.
Well, there's, yes,
those
trauma.
Scare me.
It scares me, truly. But there was one part where Kyle says to her, do you like his hair? And she says, no, I think it sucks. And I was like, damn, I would really unalive myself.
Yeah.
That's a good way to hurt someone. Your hair looks like shit. Ooh.
Yeah, Kyle was like, what kind of guy has a mullet?
Well, no, he's got this weird, it's funny because his Instagram profile picture is a picture of DW from Arthur, and he's kind of giving that.
Oh, I can see that.
He's kind of giving that.
Yeah.
So yeah, though, that's my meal for this week.
Delicious.
Let me get
No crumbs. Okay, Matt, what's yours? Okay,
well, my appetizer is I saw the movie Companion on Monday. It was really good. It was like a good combination of like a movie that was deep, but also a movie that was just like not too deep that I could just enjoy it for what it was. It was like, you know, above like an MCU type movie. But like below like an Oscar Academy Award winning, like nominated movie.
Yeah.
It was like refreshing to see like a blockbuster-esque movie that was like visually very appealing.
It was so fun.
And like Sophie Thatcher, I mean, I'm gonna transition my main course, which is Yellow Jackets.
Oh,
I am obsessed with Yellow Jackets.
It's
like
so good.
When I'm not watching it, I've watched the premiere episodes of season 3 now twice. And I will probably watch them again. Like when I'm not watching Yellow Jackets, I'm watching YouTube videos analyzing Yellow Jackets. I follow literally all of them on social media.
Yes.
Like I love each of them so much. Like it, I don't know what it is about this show specifically. It's like I feel like I haven't felt this like about a show since like Buffy. Like Buffy is a show that really like connected with me. One where I'm like constantly rewatching and rewatching and watching clips and watching, you know Buffy and Spike like compilations and now I'm watching Van and Ty compilations and like just the theories and like there's so much like behind like what's going on in the wilderness and like this season specifically like the adult timeline has in my opinion caught up in quality
because
I was never the biggest fan of the adult timeline because it would be like you know, these girls eating each other in the woods, and then it'll be Shauna being like, huh, my life's kind of boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, like, I get what they're trying to do with that, but, like, now that, like, the actual Yellow Jackets are all kind of back in the adult timeline and are mm-hmm. interacting with one another, I'm like, this is tea.
Yes. It's tea. Yeah.
Like, they had to get rid of Ty's wife and senatorship because it was just not working. And, like, no. I'm so much more interested in seeing her and Van as adults.
Oh, yeah.
I think she briefly was like, I got impeached. Anyway.
let's get into it.
Aren't you the senator of New Jersey?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that matters. Yeah.
Like, that matters. It definitely matters. She, like, took, like, a sabbatical to go to Lottie's cults.
Hey, in 2025, what does that matter?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
And then my dessert is Drag Race Season 17.
Ooh, yeah. So good.
Especially Untucked. Untucked is fun Untucked this season.
Untucked is good.
Yeah, I feel really like every fun. Episode so far. Well, here's the interesting thing about Drag Race Season 17. I would say 75% of the cast is not doing a good job.
No.
But they're giving the drama.
Exactly. Yes. But every episode, there is a lot to talk about.
Yes.
There is
yes.
like a lot to digest. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes part of the, it's entertaining to watch people go on the show and be like, oh, I've been doing drag for a year on Instagram, and like now I'm here to like slay, and watching them like kind of get chewed up and spit out by RuPaul, who's like, oh, you want critiques?
And then Lexi, I'm living in a crack house, pissing in bottles. Sorry.
She was like, so who started doing drag on Halloween? And Susie was like, I started. She was like, well, I was doing that
immediately.
Well, I started doing drag because I had no choice.
I had to live on that. I'm like, okay.
Susie was like, da-da-da-da. Okay.
Wait, okay. I need your opinions on Susie.
Love.
You love Susie?
Yeah, fight me.
So
And I just might.
I think she's, I like, we know what she's serving, but after the last episode, she definitely fell off.
That's my
I've
thing.
Never seen someone fall so hard in one episode.
I mean, I'm not saying that she ate in Snatch Game. It was surprisingly disappointing because as being a theater fun girly, she
But it was weird because like I feel like if she existed in the space of being an underdog all season, she would be someone to root for. But now she's like the cocky as hell.
Yeah, it's getting to her head. 1,000%.
I think I love a good cockiness if she's playful. I think she takes herself way too seriously.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you just need to chill. Just like vibe with the girls and just like chill.
Yeah.
True. But it's like earlier in the season, I feel like they were coming for her when it was unjustified. Like they were like, we hate this outfit. And I was like, oh girl, like let her live her little clown fantasy. Yeah. But now they were like, we hate your Snatch Game. And I was like, that's correct.
And
that's,
I hate her makeup.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I hate your hair and makeup.
It's like, yeah.
But I still am rooting for her.
Well, I'm not. I mean, this is an on your nerve.
That's what I'm saying.
This is a 1,000%. I mean,
like 1,000%.
I'm rooting for my Cleveland girl always. Or, I've literally been saying that from the jump.
I love Jules Sparkles.
T.
Yes.
That's my top two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, for me, top two, I would say on your nerve, or I do kind of like Arietti. Whatever.
I think
she's a great gorgeous. Designer.
She's a great designer.
Oh, her
she's
Instagram
a great
is great.
Look queen.
She's a
great.
Good look queen.
Anything
I mean,
else?
Anything else? You're right.
She's a sore loser too.
That's true.
It was hard to watch her be like, I'm a baby.
That's true. I mean, I'm not even thinking about Snatch Game. I'm just thinking about. Snatch Game was not. No, besides Anya, it was.
You didn't like Miss Big Feet?
Oh, Miss Big Feet.
Oh, yeah.
She did
Big
eat.
Big Feet was good.
Jules did eat that. She did eat
but
that.
They got,
I thought Lexi's was funny in the way that, like, you know, there's the way she...
It was a very, like, meta, myself. Like...
Yeah, it was more meta than
Snatch
anything.
Game.
Yeah, and this has been very meta because I'm living my dream with two of my favorite people.
Shut up.
Oh, my God, Kelton, thank you so much. Like, truly...
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. I knew... This was going to be the vibes.
I was so excited.
And I'm just so honored that you took time out of your busy schedule being the Questlove of Chicago.
Questlove of Chicago. Clock it. Gag it.
Gag it.
Yes. Play the drums for us.
Oh, I think we're running out of time.
Where can the girlies find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Kelton Neals, KeltonNEALS. And, find me everywhere in Chicago because I'm the Questlove.
Yeah, where can't we find
where can't you can find me on stage at IO at the Housewives of Chicago. Right?
We have said the name I.O. wrong every single time.
That's so true. Not Matt being the director.
We'll do the ADR. Kelp will be, find me at the Improvised Housewives of Chicago bio.
I do say Chicago most of the time. I'm not going to lie.
Just Improvised Housewives. Yeah. The only one. The only one that should exist.
Oh. T. Mm-hmm. Boop. Matt.
Bloop.
Thanks, producer. Of course. Love you, bitch.
Thank you so much.
And thank you guys. I love you guys so much. I hope y'all have fun. And we will see you next week. Bye.